Good morning, 8:13 here on the Mighty 690, and we're pleased to have back in studio Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. How are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing good, James. How are you?
Doing well. Let's start things out as we always do with the verse of the day here.
That's right. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 reads, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13, 8.
Excellent. Well, very good. Well, glad to have you back in studio, sir. I know it's been a very busy last few weeks for you guys at Skank Insurance. So you want to kind of just tell us a little bit about, you know, the transition, things going on, all that sort of thing.
Yeah. Good to be here, James. Good to be back with you. I've missed our times, and it's good to be back. But ironically, you know, we talk about retirement and preparing for retirement. And Dad, about 2 months ago, said, I really think I'm ready to you know, go to the next chapter in life. And so Dad has been transitioning to retirement. It's just really been it's been a smooth transition. There hasn't been any problems. It's just been different.
Sure. Well, I mean, think of it. You guys are in the retirement business, and then to actually have, you know, your dad retire, that's a little bit,
yeah.
It's just kind of like meta a bit, just thinking like, yeah, this is, I have to do this for myself now.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And so he's Labette County farmer.
Yep.
Just that's how he grew up, with a dairy farm. Just go, go, go is all that he knows. And so for him to not be going, going, going all the time is a transition for him. But he's doing great. He's still working some, but he's really not in the office any longer to speak of. But I still feel like I have him, and when I need him, need his wisdom and everything. But as far as the office goes, we're operating without him there on a daily basis. But I just couldn't be happier for him and for my mom to enjoy the fruits of their labor and to be able to back off a little bit and just enjoy life and do some things that they've always wanted to do and talked about doing.
Well, and this transition is something that we've talked about many times on the program, but to actually, you know, get to live it, you know, it's one thing we talk about it, and I think we can all kind of mentally conceptualize, okay, yeah, I don't go to work anymore, I have more time, but to actually live it, it is just a little bit different. So I know that that's for everyone, that's going to be a transition, and for some of us, like your dad, I mean, that's going to be that's a big step from, you know, like dairy farm, you know, you're used to getting up early and just that's your whole life. So it's a big gear change. So, you know, we wish the best for your dad, and or, you know, I think he definitely deserves it. I mean, this is going to be great to be able to have a little more time.
That's right. And he's never not going to do anything.
Oh, of course.
He's always going to be active and engaged. And
that's the thing, you know, people, when you retire, it doesn't mean you're just going to be sitting in front of a TV all day. I mean, this is a great opportunity to try something different, to go on a trip, to maybe volunteer in the community, that sort of thing. So
that's right.
And we know that's healthy. I mean, that's healthy to be able to put that energy into other things. So
yeah.
That is great. So what else? I know that we haven't talked here in a couple of weeks, but things going well with Skank Insurance. And, of course, maybe for the listeners that don't know, and maybe they're new listeners since we've had the program, what are kind of your specialties at Skank Insurance?
So we specialize in helping people transition from being an employee to a retiree. And that is a transition that most people only make once in their life. And we call ourselves your next HR person. So an HR person at your job handles, you know, your 401k, your medical, vision, dental, all those things that sort of work in the background of your life. And then when you go into retirement, that HR person stays behind and stays at the factory or the workplace. And you go into retirement without really a guide or anyone there to answer those questions and to take care of those things. And so we call ourselves your HR person in retirement to help you just to get those, your medical, your insurance straight, your retirement income, dental, vision, all those things that just sort of we take for granted, to help set those things up and to have you help you to have peace of mind in your life and to enjoy retirement?
Sure. I mean, it's a lot of little pieces to get right. And I mean, that can just be, it can be a lot when you, I mean, maybe one little thing might not be a lot, but once you start adding that up, it can be overwhelming.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of moving parts, and it's at a time in life where you're not used to learning new things as much. And it can be daunting.
Oh, and anytime you have to deal with two, like Medicare and the government and that sort of thing, one, it seems like it changes all the time. Right. And two, it's always seems like it's going to be different, or there's some sort of hiccup with the federal system. But the good thing is, I mean, you guys study that, you brush up on the newest things. So you're always a good resource for that.
There's penalties to avoid. There's coverage gaps to avoid, all kinds of things like that, that with a person that has experience navigating that can help avoid those pitfalls.
Sure, absolutely. Well, you know, it is good to be able to have you back here in the studio, and I know we're looking forward to talking about all sorts of things. What else do you have for us this morning?
So on a personal note, my listeners might not know, but my brother was adopted. We adopted him when he was about a year old, and he's lived, you know, just grew up with us. I think I was 16 or 17 when he came into our life, and now he's 30, 31. And he recently reconnected with his real mom. And she lives in South Carolina. And so this morning I'm actually going to be heading to South Carolina, because he is reconnecting with his mom, and she has become responsible and established her life and is in a good place. And so they've reconnected, and he's going to move out there.
Wow.
And so it's really a neat situation. She's very respectful of our parents. And she told him, she said, now you need to talk to your mom and dad about this first before you come out here.
Sure.
And he said, well, I only want to go out there if I can go with my mom and dad. And so my mom and dad told one of my sisters, and she said, well, I'd like to go too. Mm-hmm. Told my other sister, and she said, well, I'd like to go too. And they told me, I was like, yeah, I'd love to
sure,
go.
Sure, sure.
And so all of us, my mom and dad, my two sisters, and myself and Michael are going out there and sort of have a handoff for him to go and be with his mom. We're still going to be a part of his life.
Of course.
But I'm really excited for this event. It's sort of a special time for our original family to be together, and for him to reconnect with his original family. So,
well, yeah, that's a big transition, and you know, that's exciting though.
It is.
I think that's so cool.
It is. You know, my parents have been concerned about him, and because they're up in years, older, and but his mom is 50, and so hopefully she has more time on this earth, and so to be around for him as well. So it's an exciting time.
That is really good. Well, I'm so glad you shared that, because I think, you know, the listeners, that's a great story, and I know they enjoy that and hearing that, and so I do appreciate it. Well, Charles, how about we take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll chat a little bit more here on our Ask the Expert segment with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. Back here at 8:23 with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance on our Ask the Expert segment. And Charles, is there anything else we should know about Skank Insurance? You know, we've got lots of folks joining us who maybe they haven't heard the program. We have new listeners all the time. So you want to just tell us a little bit what's going on and what you have for us?
Well, we're continuing to help people in Medicare. We especially help people as they turn 65 and are new to Medicare, or if they are leaving their workplace after age 65 and getting on full Medicare. We help people in that transition. And I would just encourage anybody born 1958, you're turning 65 now, to give us a call. You can call our office at 620-331-8800, and we can talk to you. We can have a phone consultation. We can have an in-person consultation, however you feel more comfortable. And we can just talk to you about what it looks like, what your options are, how to avoid those penalties, how to get the right coverage in place so that you don't have any surprises later on. One thing we also do is to sort of customize or mirror the coverage that you had at your work with the coverage that you have in retirement. Some people really like what they have at work, and they want as close to as they can get for retirement, and we help them get that, put that in place.
Well, and we talked about on the program before that, you know, there are some people who are working literally just because of the healthcare, and you have times where you tell them, hey, you can retire now, and we can get you on a plan that is the same coverage or maybe even a little bit better coverage, and you can go ahead and make that transition, and I'm sure people are surprised at that sometimes.
Yeah. I don't know how many times I've talked to people, and they say, well, I'm continuing to work. They don't really want to be there anymore, and their heart's not there.
Sure.
They'd really like to move on to the next chapter, but the fears about the change in healthcare or what their coverage might look like in retirement keeps them sort of chained to their desk a little bit. And so the good news is that it's not near as scary as you might think. And the coverage is better than you might realize. And so just call our office and just break that ice, sort of that maybe the fear that you might have. And we can help you get in a better place and feel good about your options.
Yeah, and realize that retirement can be a very exciting and should be a very exciting chapter of your life.
It is. It is. Some people live in retirement as long or longer than their career.
Sure.
And, you know, back in the old way of doing things, many people died at 65. That's why Medicare starts at 65, as most people died by then. And if, you know, there are some that live longer, they needed some help. And so it's a different reality now that people are living. It's common if you have a couple, one of them most of the time is going to live to age 90, at least one of them, if not both. And so it's a good idea to get the most efficient form of coverage so that you're not spending more money than you should. And also that the coverage, best money, best price type of situation.
Gotcha. Well, Charles, there's also an event coming up here that you've been doing throughout 2023, Medicare 101. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
That's right. On June the 7th at 11:30 a.m. at Dickie's Barbecue right there in Independence is a Medicare 101. And it's just the A to Z of how Medicare works and how to transition from employer coverage to Medicare, or if you're not on employer coverage, whatever you're on, to get that transition to happen. It's a free event. Come and enjoy a meal on us. And it's a no pressure. It's just an educational event to tell you how we operate and how Medicare works. We also, it's 11:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. the first Wednesday of every month. So coming up, it's June 7th. Also at 11:30 a.m., there's one occurring here in Coffeyville, mm-hmm. at Gigi's, used to be Lanning's. And so that's at 11:30 a.m. as well, done by Jason Owens.
Excellent. Well, Charles, if people want to get some more information about that, or they just want to chat with you, where can we find you?
So our main office is at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence, right down from Waters True Value. You can come into our office. We also have locations in Howard, Sedan, and Coffeyville. And you can find us online at skankinsurance.com. That's SCHENCK insurance.com.
Excellent. Well, Charles, it's really good to have you back here. And we're going to do this on every Friday, right?
That's right. That's right. It's good to be back with you, James. I look forward to our visits. And who knows, my dad might drop in.
Hey,
and
a celebrity appearance.
Say hello. Yes.
That'll
yes.
be good. All right. Well, Charles, it's really great to see you. Enjoy your trip there to the East Coast. And hope that all goes really, really well. And just great to have you back.
Thank you, James. Have a great day.
All right, you too. We'll chat again soon. And we've got here coming up a preview of the upcoming KGGF auction. That's on the way on the Mighty 690.